This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, bringing you the best of lunchtime radio as we wrap up this week. And today, the Capricorn Adventure Motoring Experience is back. And at the wheel, as always, motoring journalist Prashirwin Naidu. This week, he got behind the Omoda C9, a fast-efficient SUV packed with a tech, right? We'll dig into how it performs, what makes it stand out, and whether it has what it takes, you know, to shake up the competition. Then we'll switch gears and check out Prashirwin's long-term Suzuki Swift and hear what he's discovered after more time living with it. And as always, he will give us a motoring tip and wrap it up with a hot jam to kickstart the weekend. He's on the line right now. Good afternoon, Prashirwin. Welcome back. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, King Bash. I'm fantastic in itself and to the listeners out there.
I'm so, so great, man. Prashirwin, thank you so much once again for taking your time to join us on the show, yeah?
Thank you. Thank you. It was a blessing.
So, as you heard, Prashirwin, in my intro, introducing this Omoda C9, right? I have a question because I really didn't want to butcher this name. How do we actually pronounce the PHEV? Is it FEV? Is it, do you say it like it is, like PEV? How do you really pronounce this?
I would just say PHEV or just plug-in hybrid, which is, that's mine. But if you want to say PEV, I mean, that sounds cool. Or just say, you know, PHEV, which is longer. But I just say plug-in hybrid, eh? But PEV sounds cooler, shorter. A Omoda C9 PEV.
So do we actually say it as like I was saying to Chris now, is it like an abbreviation, like a TSI maybe?
Yeah, it's an abbreviation, eh? Definitely.
Oh, all right. And now let's dive straight into, you know, the design. Does, you know, this Omoda stand out from the crowd?
Definitely, the C9 looks quite bold, very futuristic. I love just every bit of it, you know, the coupe styling, diamond pattern grille, sharp LED lights, really blares into your soul. It also has these funky 20-inch alloy wheels, so very big and thick rubber as well, perfect for, let's say, you're going over this pothole-ridden road, and a sunroof. Color choices are rampant. You've got a lot of choices, but others came in just plain basic white, but overall, just a very, quite a tidy-looking SUV, and I think it did send a lot of head, more so because it was quiet all around because it has an electric motor. So, you know, you cruise on through into the hood. I live in a complex, and so when people see this thing, they're like, what futuristic car is some sort? And it just leaves people quite speechless.
All right. Now, every time I hear, you know, you describing a car, saying it's futuristic, I can imagine what the cabin looks like because I'm already thinking a spaceship. So maybe let me in on how the cabin is inside and what is the experience like.
You know, funny enough, I remember having a segue, the CLE 300 and test. That was 1.8 million Rand with all the added extras. This 999,000 Rand, but I felt like I still got the same thing. Hey, weirdly enough, obviously not to the standard quality of Mercedes-Benz, but just everything inside, premium, tech laden, wrapped in black and light brown Napa leather, really good cushioning on the seats, heated, ventilated seats, steering wheel, rear seat to recline. You also got some lovely 12.3-inch infotainment screen and a special display. A very simplistic setup as well. Lots of kit, Sony sound system, car speaker sound system, advanced voice control. So everything that you basically think of one would want in a luxury car has been put into this vehicle, especially with safety systems. Lots of safety systems. The list just goes to, if I have to tell you all the list, you'd probably be here for maybe 30, 40 minutes because they're just, literally, I don't know how they manage to package everything into this thing. And usually I'm always skeptical about Chinese cars, but this one I kind of just liked it. I really liked it.
And I think we've touched base on this, Prashirwin, you know, mentioning how you get so much. It's like, as you mentioned, that for a price of 1.8 versus a 900,000 price. Now, let's dive into, you know, do you think this is a real, you know, disruptor against the big legacy brands?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it undercuts a lot of premium, you know, plug-in hybrid SUVs while throwing, you know, a lot of tech luxury. And of course, after sales is massive too. They've thrown in a mid-year service plan, 7-year 200,000 kilometer warranty and a crazy 10-year warranties on the engine, battery, and EV drivetrain. And they say for first owners, the battery is even covered for unlimited kilometers. So they're trying to show some confidence in their brand and what they offer. And touching base on just living with it, driving wise, I found it to be nice because it has a 1.5 liter turbocharged motor paired with, you know, a battery powered pack. So I got about 1,200 kilometers on the tank range wise. And lowest figure I saw is 5 liters per 100 kilometers, King Bash. And this thing is fast, eh?
Yeah.
440 kilowatts, 900 newton meters of torque. Yep. Just as fast as the C63, the one I had earlier this year. So imagine packing efficiency, speed, and everything into a package like this. And pricing, too. I'm really rethinking my choices and where I thought Chinese cars were, because initially you think reputability, longevity, but I mean, if you bought something like this for a few years and sold it, I mean, at least you got a taste of luxury, and many people don't get that choice.
That's very true.
You know.
That's really, really very true, man. Wow. All right. Yeah, no. We have to rethink where we are right now. But nonetheless, how's your Suzuki, you know, Swift holding up? Any, you know, quirks or highlights worth sharing?
Oh, definitely. I've been enjoying my time with the Suzuki Swift. Very, you know, it really has everything one would want in a car. Budget beater, priced right as well, especially in this market now. Everything's just expensive and just gets the job done. Eh? Especially fuel efficiency. I honestly love it when I just throw in a 200 Rand. And sometimes, let's say, you know, budgets are tight. You just throw in 200 Rand and next thing, all of a sudden, your tank is like halfway full. So it's nice to have that budget piece of note and comfort. Car is nice and just an easy all-around daily usable friendly car. And I'm keen to actually take it on a long trip somewhere, but, you know, sometimes the work schedules, as you can attest, does get a bit tricky.
I can imagine, man. Wow. I really can imagine, for sure. But anyway, before I let you go, what's your motoring tip of the week? Not forgetting that hot jam.
All right, so always use your handbrake when parking on an incline. Even with an automatic, many drivers rely only on transmission speed and the gear when parking automatic on a slope. So over time, the foot strain on the gearbox, the correct way, engage the handbrake. First, then shifting to P, this sparks the car clearly, reduces weight on transmission, and just, of course, adds an extra layer of safety. So, yeah, that's me, and thank you so much as well.
Thank you so much.
And, oh, yes, and Drake, hold on, we're coming on. That's not jam.
I was about to say, Prashirin, when are we holding on? Because you're not even telling us about the jam right now.
Yeah, no, definitely. Thank you so much, that's why.
Thank you. Have yourself a fantastic week, and catch you again next week.
All right, Commissioner, a blessing to you and listeners up there. Cheers.
Most definitely, that is Prashirin Naidu. Catch him at Prashirin_Naidu.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.